All right, 6:30, so we'll call the meeting to order. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Thank you, Steve. We have a quorum.
I don't have a pen.
Do you have an extra pen? All right, if you need anything.
Do you have an extra?
No, we can share this one. We can share this one.
Okay.
You need a pen?
Yes.
I got an extra one here.
First on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the January meeting. Those were emailed to both of you. Do you have any changes? All right, then I move to approve the minutes from the January meeting.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Clerk's report. Nothing to report. I feel like I did have something that came to mind earlier, but it's gone now.
You sent the, send our meeting things in.
Yes, that was it. We're RSVP'd for the
yearly
township meeting where all the townships meet in Butler County. So we're all set for that.
February 27th.
You are too. Next.
We did four.
Tuesday?
I believe it's on a Tuesday.
I think it's next Tuesday.
That soon. Today's the 19th. Yeah, that makes sense.
If we didn't all get the agenda, then I'll take a picture of it and I'll send it so that we all have it.
Yes, it's the 27th.
Okay. That's it for me. Treasurer's report.
Okay. We started January with $117,950.45. We earned $572.43 in interest. We had $44,153.30 checks and debits clear the bank. We had one of our big deposits from Butler County, which was $368,862.63. So our ending balance was $443,232.21.
Okay.
And we got our annual budget report in, and that was ended up being one of them was published in the paper that has to be published, so it was in the Rose Hilbert.
But we didn't go over. We did not.
No, maybe 2,000, but that was just making up for, yeah. So that was good.
Okay. All right, with that, we come to approving vouchers. I move that we approve the vouchers.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Overseer's report, Randy.
We all rocked in on all the additions, graded all the additions, picked up brush, worked on the ram and the excavator, pretty much used 249 of red fuel, 427 of green, worked on the excavator and the ram.
What happened to the ram?
Yeah, the fuel, everything froze up, everything was, and the fuel light came on, we changed the fuel filters, and when we got it back, not lights coming on, so.
Okay.
One twenty 20th, 5 and 6. 1/30th, 5, 4 and 3. 1/40th, 6, 5, 4, 3, 1. 1/60th, 1, 6, 4, 5, and 4. 1/70th, 6, 5, 4, and 3. 1/80th, 6, 4, and 4 and 6. County line, 2. Prairie Creek, county line, 1, 2, and 3. Prairie Creek, 2. Metal Arc, 3 and 5. Indianola, 6, 5, 4, a couple times. And when I graded all the additions, rocked all the additions, we had SEMA come in. Here's a SEMA, we rocked 170th, 160th, Indianola, Tewakene, Metal Arc, and then I had him do addition over there off the highway where I couldn't get under the lines.
Thistle.
What?
Thistle.
Thistle. Yeah, I can't, it's real hard to get under the lines, they're real low. Had him rock that and another addition over there. Goldenrod, and that's about it.
I got a question about the grading. I get a lot of phone calls from the people that there's going to be people talking about this. Your overseer's report of grading, is that just what you did this month?
What?
What you just said, the roads you graded, you just did it once this month?
No, some of them I did twice. Like Indianola, that's really, really bad. Most of them I just did once. And the ones that we rocked, I graded them. It's kind of like your addition, I graded it twice,
right,
or almost. And yeah, I just.
On your report next time, put like, well, that week I graded that road, or those roads, and the next week I graded these roads, and so that I can answer everybody, all the residents, like, nobody's been on my road for a month, or 2 months. And I don't have nothing to go off of.
I've got it in my book, but I don't.
We need to
write it down.
We need that.
I just write down what roads I've hit. So.
Take a picture of that and send it to us. So.
Okay.
That's all the question I got about that.
Okay. You have anything for trustees report?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a bunch of stuff. With the trustees report, the roads went real bad in January. We had some bad situations come up with the snow, the freezing. It got real cold, and then we got rain after that, and froze, and sun didn't come out, and it didn't come out, and it didn't come out. And what rock was there, which wasn't very much, disintegrated and turned to slop. And it happened throughout the whole town, or all of Butler County. And
Sedgwick also.
Well, I'm just,
I talked to someone there.
Right. Yeah. Reno County had it on the news too, but I saw it happen once last year for a 3 or 4 day period.
Like a perfect storm of a situation where it just creates a mess.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do right then.
Right.
Well, right then, there's nothing you can do if you ignore it for the 6 months ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because you have nothing but dry weather, you get these conditions. So, because we saw a news story on the TV that everybody saw, we measured ourselves to that and said, oh, well, we're just as bad as them. That's not acceptable.
That's not the goal of being here tonight.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. Can you have to identify what our problem is?
Yeah, we do have to identify.
How we prevent it.
Well, there will be a time for citizen discussion.
I do have a plan. I can discuss that later on too when we talk about, in our discussions, the new road project. I have a plan for the additions, an experiment that I want to try out. It's not cheap, but I'll explain that later. So I don't want to tie that up in this yet, so. I'm done with that part.
Okay. First up on board discussion, discuss board members taking over road management position.
Yes, I get so many complaints about who's taking care of the roads. The phone calls are coming to me. I don't know if you get many.
I get some.
And I can only tell them what information I have. And I think it's come to the time that the board until further plans to take over it, and we will say what we want done when we want it done and take the road manager problem out of you.
Nothing changes pay wise.
Just text me what you want to do.
Right.
Every day.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Yep. So is that something that we vote on or we just decide on?
It's not under there right now, so
right.
It's just discussion.
Can I ask a question about that? That's fine, you're planning on doing that, but that's a short term. What's your long term goal?
That's forever.
Are you forever planning on doing that, or is this a long term, short term?
No, not forever, but if we find another person that can fill that position up, that is, say we get some retired county guy in here that's worked on roads all his life and has a good plan, we hand it over to that person.
I think the roads need to be on some kind of a schedule. There needs to be a schedule hanging in the shop.
We'll talk about that later. And Thistle is one of the first experiment roads that's coming up, so I'll discuss that later.
That's the next.
So the plan is to get somebody to do that. That's, you're just kind of tentatively.
Hey, are we
short term?
Are we to two now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me talk about your road. The rock that we have in this township or this corner of the Kansas is no good. The white is creamy, it breaks down instantly, turns to white powder dust. The gray isn't much better. It doesn't look as dusty though. It doesn't show the white cloudy dust is bad, even though it still does the same thing.
It doesn't leave the dust hanging in the air as bad?
Well, yeah, it might be heavier.
It just takes a little longer for it to break down, I believe, from what I read.
Right, but what I want to do to Thistle is haul rock from Moline, and I've already talked to Hib Trucking. It's going to cost $875 a load. That's for 27 tons of rock, but it's like the Moline rock, the super hard rock that's state approved and everything. We're going to try that and see if that doesn't just stay. Instead of
river rock?
No.
It's not
a limestone. Though. It's a real hard limestone, but it's...
It's not the one that cuts your tires like
right.
They did a few years ago.
Yeah. This is like Moline rock, Severy rock, over Silverdale is a hard limestone over...
How long do you think that'll last, Steve? I know you said that was a lot higher quality rock. What are your thoughts on it? Because I know you've done a lot of research on it and thought about it.
Barry Hibb's already doing it to other developments over around Augusta, and they're real happy with it.
It's lasted like two or three times longer or something?
It should last a long time.
Okay.
More like a year.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, and it's not as dusty. But the reason we haven't done it before, it takes, that's an 80-mile trip over there, 80 miles back. That's a lot of time and fuel, wear and tear on it. So I'm gonna just have it trucked in. And what I tried to do with Barry was he hauls a lot of stuff that direction and he's empty. I said, like, on your return loads, could you make us a better deal? And he said that $875. And I want him to look at the quarry that's on 160 Highway before you get to Cedarville. That used to, I forget, Martin Marietta.
I drive by it all the time going to my cabin now.
And I just came back from Tulsa and that's only 56 miles away.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
So we might have a good rock even closer.
Does the township not have a dump truck anymore?
Yeah, we do. We have a dump truck and a semi belly dump.
Have you ever thought about using calcium chloride to spray on the road and cut the dust?
Costs $7,000 a mile to do that. The first time you cut it with a grader, you've just erased it. So if you did it three times, you just paid for the chip seal, or four times. That doesn't erase, so.
And the rain washes it away too?
No, actually.
Something else?
Actually, the moisture in the air and rain, it absorbs back into the rock.
Okay, that was something else.
So it always stays kind of damp looking.
Yeah.
Less dust and they're getting ready to do it again, I think, on County Line. Well, there's a bunch of stuff coming up in 25. They're gonna be four laning from the roundabout back to Rose Hill. They're gonna be building new bridges on the creek. So there's gonna be some new detours and let's see.
Where are they building the bridges at, Steve?
Just north of town there on that there's one bridge there and where's the second bridge at?
Well, just north of City Limits, there's a sign for bridge there and then the one on 8 Mile. Yeah, and then the one on Prairie Creek.
Right, well.
There'd be two on Butler Road there, so that'd be big.
Right, so that, and we don't know where the detour's going around this time. It's gonna be like the roundabout again.
When's that gonna start, 2025?
25.
The beginning, the first part of 2025?
Right, it'll be a year project or longer.
Now, will they put the sidewalks in and kind of like they did on?
You have to look at.
They're on 63rd?
You have to look at Butler County's planning to see what the.
So are they also gonna widen between Pawnee and roundabout?
Or just south?
Or just south to.
Okay, they're just start.
All the way from Andover four lanes?
Eventually, but the next leg's gonna be from the roundabout back to Rose Hill.
Okay.
And then they're gonna knock your speed limit down to 45 on the four lane. So. So I don't know what that's going to do to our side roads that go around Butler Road there.
Well, we have to do something similar like what we did when the roundabout was going on with County Line Road again.
Right.
Something like that.
And I asked Dan what direction they're going and he said they might go towards County Line back to 63rd. And so that would bring everybody down 150th down County Line all the way to 63rd.
Now will that, or is the county planning on helping us with that expenses?
Those aren't our roads. That belongs to another township.
Okay, so we will have to worry about that.
Yeah, past Hartman's and everything, that belongs to Gibson Township, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, yeah, I've covered my plan, and I think it's gonna work. It just is expensive.
And when do you plan on starting that?
Immediately, as soon as the weather gets, I don't want to do it in the middle of the winter and mash it all into our mud. Your road should be okay for a while.
Yeah, it's much better. Thank you. Did you guys, could you tell that they come out and raise the lines? I don't know if you guys are getting down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
I called and got that done. And you know what? They said you were 100% correct. Those lines were way too low. And they immediately jumped on that and pulled those lines up. So.
Are those the ones that we took out?
What?
Are those the ones that we took out?
No.
No.
No, but they were about, red could only go about that far.
Oh, they were bad.
And you barely get underneath it. So I had to lower the whole thing down and miss and...
He had a legitimate concern, I mean, complaint, because they were... Even they acknowledged it and said, we need to get out there, and they jumped on it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it for Thistle Road, then that brings us to discuss maintenance on equipment.
Yeah, and you wanted to see your report on what your maintenance is?
Did you get the each vehicle? I want to see what we do on each vehicle.
The stuff I dropped off for Belcher.
Like when you change the filters, when you change, you know...
When you grease.
When you grease the axles, when, or when somebody does. But just...
No, I haven't got to it.
Okay, well then, maybe you can even, you're more better at some of that stuff, but get each one of the vehicles, the PT1, 2, 3 truck.
Did they?
Just make something to print out for each one of them?
Or just...
Like date.
I've got a good one that's got carbon copies and everything.
Well, let her...
It just has a heading of Belcher Cartage on top.
Well, let her have the picture of it, and she can design it, and then let's do that for...
Because we have to do it here.
And just hang it up in the shop.
Yeah, we changed all the...
Because otherwise, you, sometimes you miss one, or you forget one, or...
That's a good idea.
So...
Kind of like a little service record.
Yeah, okay. You'll be good at that.
Okay. The Kapatricks aren't here. And I wanted them to see what happened with the... Are you going to read that?
Who was that from?
Mike Kraft, but then the guy that wrote it was John from, who's the Augusta Roadworks guy?
Joe.
Joe. Joe wrote it for Mike Kraft.
This is on number 4, discuss past chip sealed road failure.
They sent us an email.
Oh, I also got hold of Joe.
Uh-huh.
And 178, between Prairie Creek and the whole thing, it's starting to break up.
Right. There's all kinds of it.
And I told Joe, and I asked him why, and he said SEMA did that, running that big truck.
Big effect on them.
And they were a major pain in our ass about trying to collect rock from them.
Somebody should sign that. Somebody elected to sign that contract.
Much truck traffic is there.
And they've never done...
They couldn't beat it up.
Yeah, they should have got that contract signed before SEMA started.
Nobody's ever done a contract on the Burlington Northern's construction except the state of Kansas with the El Dorado Lake.
I just don't understand how a railroad can do that.
They play God.
They just ramrod their way in.
It's called Black Rock, that's what it's called.
Yeah, Vanguard State.
I mean, look at what happened in East Palestine when the train crashed, or, you know, look at what happened to those people there.
Okay, do you want me to read it?
Yeah, hey.
Okay, this was from Mike Kraft, Joe Vitito, out of Butler County. And they had pictures. Pictures one and...
What road are we talking about?
Up, it's in here.
Yep.
Picture one, number 1 and 2 are of Prairie Creek looking south towards 170. Prairie Creek has too much crown built into it. It looks like the crown is around 6%, give or take. We like a crown to be around 2%, maybe up to 4% max. I would recommend building up the edges, tapering back to the center line of the road to ease the crown. I mentioned the crown to Chris Kilpatrick at the time we sealed it and was told to proceed. I also mentioned that he would have nothing but trouble with the shoulders of the road in the future. He also said to proceed with the seal. 160th from the substation isn't in bad shape, but has too much of a crown. It wouldn't hurt to try and ease the crown by using the same method I mentioned previously. This section was very dusty when the chip seal was applied. Chris Kilpatrick was told that it needs more time to be watered and rolled to settle the dust. We were told to proceed. Picture 3 and 4 are of Prairie Creek looking south towards Silk Knitter. Prairie Creek from Rosewood to Silk Knitter also has too much crown. Easing the crown would also benefit this stretch. As with the other two roads, Chris Kilpatrick was made aware of the road condition and we were told to proceed. The sad thing about this is I don't know why they didn't, they know that there's three board members. I don't know why it wasn't brought. We just found this out last month.
Who's this that wrote this email?
The engineers at Butler County.
And he is Chris Kilpatrick that said do it anyway?
Yes, he was the trustee at the time.
But why didn't they come and tell you guys?
I don't know.
That's a little like not.
Because those roads.
They would have put that in writing, they wouldn't just do that verbally and say.
Anyway, those roads are, it's gonna be a discussion, something's gonna have to be done to those because.
What do we do to fix that?
We don't know yet, totally.
Right, that's why we went to the county.
Randy has a couple ideas for some of the shoulder stuff, but it's kind of.
Very expensive.
It was 3 miles of chip seal that just fell.
I know, I remember when we did that.
Ruined it.
So when they go to the county, I hope somebody goes in there and says, hey, this was not even taken to the proper channels.
Right.
This was never addressed to the board.
Exactly.
We got a joker over here to the side doing side jobs, you know?
Well.
And then that joker's your joker because he was talking to this other joker.
Who wrote that from the county?
But our meeting, our meeting next week, it will be brought up. It'll be discussed.
It was Joe, but it's Mike Crafts, the road works at Butler County.
Mike Crafts?
He oversees Joe.
C-R-A-F-T-S?
Yeah, lives across the road from.
And he works for the county?
Yes, Butler County, road works.
I'll be giving him a call because he should have put that in writing.
At first, he said he had Chris sign a piece of paper and we tried to get him to pull that up and they haven't pulled it up yet.
So he's just another joker.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Well.
I'm talking about dudes from Butler County.
Yeah.
They're pretty good, but they should have.
If he's doing that ain't very good.
That's unacceptable. Totally agree with you. You don't just say, oh, I had him sign a piece of paper. Oh, I don't have the piece of paper. That sounds like a.
Jokery.
Yeah, exactly.
It should have been brought to the board's attention.
Well, in writing.
There again, Chris was a voted in official. He was voted in. And ramrodded. Chris Kilpatrick was.
I know, but still, the board, he's still.
And if you only knew how that happened.
But then we got this other.
That's okay, let's start that.
But then we got this other guy that he's 50% to blame.
Well, he did tell Chris that the board wasn't notified. The other two board members weren't notified. How do you handle something like that?
Yes.
So who provides the service of chip seal?
Butler County. Pay them to do, we prep it and they chip seal it.
And they told us we didn't prep it right and.
And they went ahead and done it.
Now, the year before Chris came in, they put a stop and they wouldn't let you chip seal. Remember that?
See, this just sounds, I agree with you right here. This sounds a little just shady to me.
They.
I told him, but I had him writing, he wrote it down and.
The year before, they stopped us.
Exactly, like, you know.
You know, they said, hey, your roads aren't ready and we didn't do it.
Yeah, but we're gonna point a finger and cover our own graders.
Okay.
I'm not gonna trust me that it's.
Number five, discuss adding additional camera to shop.
Right, I want to know more about the shop. You know, just keep track of everything in that shop.
I say do it.
Just aimed at the door ain't nothing.
And it'll be on the same network as the other.
Hey, if we do cameras like mine, my ring.
Can you give me that guy's name one more time?
Mike Crafts.
C-R-A-F-T, and he's with Butler County.
Yeah. I get 75 hits a day off my everything. The dog goes walking across my camera, boom.
Okay, well, point it towards most tools or something.
Did you get the last couple at Tractor Supply?
Oh, we really need ones right through the front door. It's the only way they can come in.
Yeah, but what if we put it towards the grease, the case of grease? Does anything ever get moved over there?
Okay.
Did you get the last couple at Tractor Supply?
Because.
Yeah.
No.
Did.
I didn't.
Mike.
Where did those cameras, because I don't, there's so many out there.
Jeff got them.
Jeff got them.
About, what was it, not 8 years ago or?
Okay, well.
And Costco's got nice cameras. $200. Six
as long as we can hook it all up on the same network.
$10 to your phone.
Okay.
Come on.
Then do it.
All right, Steve, I'm gonna put that one down as an action item for you.
Yeah, and you know, Costco won't take anything, but they won't take a MasterCard.
No, it's gotta be.
So I gotta, pay for all of it out of my own card and then get reimbursed.
Okay, that's fine.
That's why.
All right, discuss protocol when we cause damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did Mike know he had done that when he left?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's my fault.
Okay, because then we got.
I thought he just took down a freaking Cox line. And I thought, well, it's just a Cox line. I mean, you know, no big deal. Not my wildest dreams. I think he took out the pole. And then I heard he took out, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, holy shit, dude. Yeah, so it was probably my fault because I just thought he caught cable line, you know. And I'm not, and they're all too low anyway, and they put them up.
Probably when something like that happens, he just needs to call.
Stay at the scene.
Yeah.
Because Cox was pissed when it happened at County Line and 140th because they just left. They didn't even stay here.
Yeah.
And.
Tell them just make the phone call right there.
Yeah.
And call us right away too, so we don't get calls from the sheriff and, like, you even got phone calls.
I did. I had to, yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's.
They called me and said, do you have a white truck on Foxbriar? I go, I don't know why. Well, somebody's ripping all the power lines down.
White truck?
Is it?
No, I mean a red one. Red one. Dump truck.
Okay, so they need to.
I gotta call somebody.
Stay at the scene, call a board member and call.
Yeah, call one board member and call the sheriffs or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
That better not happen again.
I hope it doesn't either, but. I mean, accidents happen when you're.
They do. Accidents do.
Doing that much, so.
There's nobody that's accident free and stay free.
Any other scenarios we need to discuss about when we cause damage?
Can you think of?
Is some of us just gifted 40 years and I've never done it?
Yeah.
I scared myself.
Why'd you guys drive through that field?
Cool.
Well, because what we was gonna do is we was gonna put it up with metal posts. And I was gonna put metal posts in there, so I backed up.
Talking about when they went this way.
Put some metal posts in. And we rent the same ruts that they did, like, because they went in and tore the fence out, the electric guys did. We didn't, the post didn't.
So those ruts.
Well, I don't, I think.
So the ruts were there before you guys?
There was ruts there, but they wasn't quite as bad as when I did.
Okay.
Because I went in there and made it worse.
And Randy doesn't think that, he thinks Utility Velocity tore the fence down.
They did.
I think it was the guideline that came down.
No, it wasn't.
Well, we need to.
You can ask the guy right beside him.
Why?
Somebody watched.
I was there talking to the people that were on the pole and they said that they didn't do it.
So is there any additional protocol to discuss for this kind of scenario?
Yeah, you might want to take a picture right away when you do it.
Don't damage property.
Yeah.
I wasn't even there, but we were there afterwards. But yeah, went the same, what we did was we were gonna put metal posts up. Well, he came out, raised hell, and I told him I was gonna fix the deal because I put ruts in it. And so he didn't like the way we was doing it. So we had to pull all the concrete out, put wood posts in, put it back exactly like, which I knew better. I always put it back like it was.
Yeah.
And so we had to put it all back, so spent all day on that. Great job.
Okay.
But I will fix it. I told him I'd fix it. I told him more than once. And I also told the neighbor who told us that the electric.
I got phone calls from the daughter even.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because
he's the only one you can understand.
Right, that's what I figured.
Nothing for board business?
Well, I wanted to go back to your protocol about when we cause damage. The world I come from, Anytime you have a heavy equipment damage, you do follow it with the UA. And I know that previously we had a problem in that aspect. And when you start messing up equipment or other people's property with a piece of equipment, those people go for a UA to see if we need to terminate them.
Yeah.
Up to you guys, however you want to do it.
Send a. Yeah.
Unless it's Spirit or Boeing or any of those.
It's a lot.
Second to.
It's a lot of different companies.
You're gonna get drugged down there and maybe that would have solved us a little problem a long time ago with one of our former.
Would that be something we'd have to vote on?
No.
No.
We have them. I have, but.
But I do take.
We do them randomly anyway.
Well, you're taking responsibility.
So that's something that they're assuming when they come.
We can just show up and just do it. Yes, so.
Okay.
And Steve and I talked about that the other day, but.
Okay, so when the board members are notified, then they can make that call at that time?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Nothing for board business, so that brings us to citizen discussion. Please state your name when you make your discussion points.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Billy Shellhammer. I live on 175th off of Indianola. So anyway, so back to kind of what you mentioned earlier about, you know, we get this perfect storm, we get this mess, then all of a sudden we get caught up over here burning brush or jacking with another project, and we got a little window here. But we missed it because we're tied up over here, we got busy on something else, and we missed this window, and then it gets dry and hard and we can't do nothing with it. And history is dictating now that we're having dry periods, we're getting dried up, our ponds aren't back to where, they just can't even get back to where they were before we're hitting another dry spell, and we're just a lot of dry spells. We called in at one point in time and said, why can't we get something done with these drugs? Well, it's too dry and too hard. Well, can't you spray water on it? We used to see water trucks. Well, our water truck leaks. It's got a leak, so we can't use our water truck. So that brings me back to the equipment thing and everything else. And why do we have a water truck sitting down there if it ain't being fixed and ain't being used? And I think we need to look at an alternative, whatever it may be, fix the water
part
truck, figure something.
Part of the problem, it wasn't just the water truck. Where do you get the water when we're in a drought?
Well, SEMA sure figured out how to get water, didn't they? They just walked off Perry Creek and sucked it out of the dead gum anyway.
I don't know if you guys noticed on Rose Hill Road here, for 6 months, that fire hydrant ran and fed the creek to Flint Hills National. Right. We followed that.
I called the city of Wichita on that.
We did too.
Yep. And what did they tell you? The same thing? We're flushing the line.
Well, they told us we're fixing the quarry. And it was just conveniently going running.
Hey, wait a second. I didn't.
Grab that water.
I don't understand. Do you know what they're talking about?
I mean, when we flush the line.
How does that get to Flint Hills National?
We called them twice.
Oh, we raised hell. Did you see where that water was running? We got out and walked it. We followed where that water, it filled all of those creeks or those ponds.
We did get some water from when SEMA had their pump there.
Right.
But we don't have a pump that was in my pump like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, y'all, for the sake of the recording, and so Billy can have his time.
I'm sorry, Billy.
Let's try to go one at a time. Thank you.
But that's what I'm saying, exactly, right there. So we don't have that pump, so maybe we need to look into that. We need to look into alternatives, because I don't see a future of having plentiful water.
Right.
And so I think we need to look at other alternatives, other avenues. Let's try to figure this out, rather than just get pissed off and fight about it, because that's all that's ever went on. As far as I've been out here and tried to get anything done, everybody just wants to fight.
Hey.
And I'm like.
Does anybody know what they did with the well house for the city of Rose Hill?
I don't.
There's right still a well there. Is there still a well there?
It would have to be.
Is it operable?
That's what I've always wondered.
You
Can we get water from the well there?
We need someone to research these other avenues, these other possibilities, something else.
Can we dig a well on our property and see if there's any water there?
We have a well. We have a well.
We have a well?
Yeah, it's not.
Been adequate. If you put a hose in there and you pump it out, it takes.
Right.
Well, maybe we need to look at having a new well put in.
I'd love to do what SEMA had, is that diesel.
Stick it in the water in the creek down there and suck it, water out of that creek.
It only takes about 4 minutes and it's full.
Wasn't that pump like $15,000?
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
And we mentioned to Ethan, maybe they could leave it, and he didn't seem amenable to that.
But not $15,000.
But you know, one of my thoughts is, you know, have some kind of a schedule grading the roads.
Will you state your name?
I'm sorry, Nancy Shellhammer.
My little pump was about $600.
You know, but my thought is to have some kind of a schedule to where there is a schedule where the roads are graded. Like I told Steve, I understand when the roads are wet, things can't be done. But let's run some kind of a schedule. What business can run without a schedule?
You can't schedule when it's like in the drought. If you went over that with the road grader without more rock added to it, you can't schedule then. And then when it rains.
Solution for this here a few years ago?
All you're doing is using like, it's like a flat piece. You're not even using the thing with the teeth on it to dig into the dirt. You're just running around scraping the road. At least it would fill half the potholes that appear on these roads. That's the reason I had to sell my car and buy a truck. I pulled all of last year's schedule. Very few roads got graded. There were some months there was no grading going on at all. I spoke with you on the phone. You're the one that told me there was a hole in the water truck.
I fixed it.
Amen.
So maybe we had a solution for that, that we kind of did, and I don't know, Steve, if you remember that. Years ago, what we did, Nancy and I, we went up to the quarry, we got the thing. And what we did was we did a color coded, and we color coded like a part of the township and had it like sectioned off, just like what you're talking about. And then we brought that to the meeting and showed what got done. You know, like we just colored it, like blue was for.
That's why we need to get that piece, whatever he does.
It was colored so people could clearly see.
That's all I'm saying.
If we could figure out a thing like they're talking about, like, okay, Curry Creek, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The board has just accepted responsibility of scheduling.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll get better.
Well, I hope so.
And I want to add another grader operator. I want to have a grader operator there from Monday to Saturday. So if it rains on Thursday and you're gone until Monday and the roads are dry on Monday, you just lost your window.
Yeah.
I want to get another person in there.
That's a good idea.
And I want to take Jeff Johnson's, who I'm putting in there for, I want him.
That's just it. Yeah, you've got to have somebody available to grade these roads.
On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
It's not easy to find people.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
Last year, we had.
I run my company as a.
We understand.
Last year, we had three people we went to interview. They all had CDLs. We went out to the shop. The board members went out there, interviewed them. They didn't know how to drive a stick shift.
Oh, my word.
All automatic.
Two or three of our trucks are stick shift.
One guy tried to get an interview with you guys three times, was blown off. He had a CDL, and he's a hell of a dirt worker.
She's talking about Jimmy Stades.
I don't know.
Yeah, have him come out there if he wants to work.
He's not going to. He's starting to get business.
He wouldn't work. He wouldn't work.
I'm sure, because like I say, for 6 or 7 years, I've been trying to hire more.
Hey, how about his dad?
People,
hey, how about his dad, though?
Well, we,
you know what? I said something to Kurt about that.
Michael had.
He kind of just looked at me like I was crazy, but
I don't know how many months we put it in Indeed. And
he's retired now.
They would either ask for pay, they wanted a higher pay, or.
He worked for Austin for all those years.
They would work for us for 2 or 3 months till they found something better. And we didn't want to train them, and.
I know, because that costs.
I got to tell them the proposal and they'll do it.
We probably had in the paper, what, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months? We found here last week.
Paper, paper, and asked me to get his mail for him.
I tell you what, I've been putting it down on four websites.
Get out there and get a job.
And it cost me about $500 a month on each one of them websites, and so I just alternated. She'd been around 5 years or more, and it's incredibly sad out here trying to get people.
I've heard that. Even, I mean, even the large corporations like Spirit are having a hell of a time getting qualified.
So if you guys know somebody, let us know.
Oh, hey, I want to, something, no. The, you know, the thing that we post for a job, you need to be a welder, you need to be a somewhat of a mechanic, you need to run the grader, you need to have a CDL to run a semi and the dump truck, and I think NASA's looking for that person too. We need to put, do we have a good farmhand out there that can work? Without all these, with all the little, you know.
We can simplify the listing a lot. Yeah, who's next?
If they got a CDL.
Right.
My name's Joe Coda. Thanks, Steve, so much for right around the 29th. My wife had gotten stuck on our very remote road. We're on the northeast side of the township, and we've been overlooked for quite some time. I was looking. Our road, which is 144th, Big Bend, and 143rd, it does a loop. And I don't see it on the road reports. Any one of those roads. So I'd like to have that added to our road reports because I don't remember seeing a grader.
Do you get up there very much?
I don't know.
Big Bend.
Would you say those roads again?
You cross the railroad tracks on Santa Fe.
144th, Big Bend, and 143rd. They all
cross the railroad tracks going north.
They do a loop.
Okay.
Kind of got forgotten out there.
Start again.
Santa Fe Lake Road, go north, cross the railroad tracks. There's a road right there.
I know.
And it turns into Big Bend up on the hill.
You have to wait for the railroad tracks.
Where Mike Esslinger got stuck and his wife.
Yes.
Well, he's talking about it. He rarely sees anybody up there.
Powell's siding.
Seldom sees anybody graded.
Yeah. Well, there was always potholes right there where it comes in and loops. There's usually potholes right there and maybe some at the start. But pretty much, if it ain't really, really pothole-y, you know, I can grade it, but then I'm gonna get it dust controlled.
Well, here's the problem with it. There's really bad drainage. The ditches really need to be redone, cut out. There needs to be some form of pitch on the road. Right now, it's almost flat. In some spots.
They need to build a crown. And
build a crown. If we do gravel, great. Chip and pitch, if that can be fine, but it's been neglected for years. Needs to get on the scope, not forgotten. It is pretty remote.
There's ditches at the top.
There's only 18 houses, I think, and live in that area, so we're kind of overlooked. Just wanted to bring that to the attention. I really want to call out Steve. Steve, you did a great job getting someone out there.
Thank Gail here too for.
Thank you, Gail.
Gail got out there to.
Thank you guys.
Appreciate it.
Because I didn't have no township employees working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's the only thing I wanted to bring up.
Thank you, Gail.
As far as water for any trucks, you know, you can hook up to the water hydrant, the fire hydrant. Just get the fire department to approval to use the fire hydrant for a water source.
I think it's probably real water out there, isn't it? That's.
Yeah, we're rural water. There's a hydrant on Santa Fe Lake Road, right around.
And I think those are just clean outs.
I'm not sure we can.
I'm sure they want.
I know.
Because I think we checked into that.
I think those are on the rural water line.
Right.
And they don't have enough.
Right.
Yeah.
To fill a truck, probably wouldn't take much.
Right.
Did you say it was Joe or Joel?
Joe.
Okay.
Not the guy that everybody was talking about. Not that Joe.
Yeah, but y'all have concerns with
Joe. And I thought you worked out there.
I work at Learjet.
Well, I was out there the other day, and I thought you text back saying you worked at Textron.
No, I don't work at Textron. Bombardier, Learjet.
Okay. Thank you.
I was out there the other day, and I was looking like.
Little Joe.
We change engines out.
Just ask Little Joe, they'll point you to me.
Okay. Anybody else?
I think the key thing is to try to keep working together. instead of fighting each other.
You're right.
And it's worked together, and I know I see some people that want to get some things done here. And at least if you run into roadblocks, you know, keeping the lines of communication open. And let, you know, I think that's gonna help a lot with tempers and stuff. I see so many tempers. Because, you know, over the, no, I'm talking about over, oh, over the
Maybe historically.
Rose Hill Neighborhood Watch and talking about, talking about.
Yeah, that's Facebook drama.
Yeah, that's just.
And then, anytime you get in more than four or five people out here on the roads, you can stop it. There's somebody out on the, checking their mail or whatever, talking. If the neighbor comes out, or you get a couple people and ranting and raving and going on is extreme. And I'm sure.
Here's what I told Randy and
Steve.
Yeah, Steve. I said, hey, when you call and complain, I try to be a solutions orientated person instead of just calling and complaining. Like Randy said, those lines were low. And he was 100% correct. So guess what? I got on the phone, and rather than just say, well, you know, I don't care, well, I called and got those lines pulled up. So it's like, I told both of them, I'm not gonna be this person that just calls out and complains. I wanna hear what our problem is, and I'm gonna help you try to get those roadblocks out of your way as a taxpayer to, you know, because they don't have enough time to be on the phone
right
with all these people. Hey, can you do that? That took me hours to get that done.
And we even educated ourselves just on grading and everything. We've done a lot of research, so our opinion has changed.
We're going to work on his area too.
When we started working with Steve and talking to him and working and trying to get it done, our opinion has changed because I understand more now about what it takes to grade roads. I understand more about the rock situation and all of that.
From the top of his, that hill in front of his house, I want to experiment with the millings down there.
See something happening and work, and improvement.
And it'll.
We can't immediately solve
every issue,
but you guys see things we don't, and.
Dust is his issue.
I will say that I think the road request form on the website is underutilized. So if you guys see something that you want us to take care of, please take the time to go to the Pleasant Township website, drop us a line. Steve's very responsive with that stuff, and as you saw,
we'd rather call and bother Steve.
I mean, it'll get to Steve either way. He'll let Randy know.
But at least
we'll have a record of it.
It's documented.
And if it's documented, it'll go to Carol and I as well. We can follow up with Steve, and then you have three people making sure that it gets done. So please, please, please use the road request form.
That's a valid point as well.
And it's on the website.
Yes.
You can follow up on email.
Yes, are you waiting for a response on an email?
Twice, I think, over the last several years, and never got a response.
Well, you do it again.
And what's your name?
My name is Kent Worth, W-I-R-T-H. But those situations are different now than
what they were 2 years ago.
We usually.
Hey, 2 years ago is gone now.
Yeah.
He's locked up for a while.
The emails that we use now, we have one email that goes to all three of us instead of separately.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So if one of us misses it, the other person will get it.
You put that on there.
What is that email?
It's board.
But you go to that.
B-O-A-R-D. No, I haven't yet.
He has.
Yeah, it should be on the website.
Board, what is it, board?
At pleasanttwp.com.
At pleasant?
TWP.com.
The last email was from last summer, so I don't know who.
And if you sent it,
that was a time of
If you sent it to one of the either the clerk, the trustee, or the treasurer, chances are it didn't get there.
They get answered now every time you put one out.
I mean, we had two today, and they got answered and taken care of immediately.
Well, and that's a question I have in the. Ditch that's maintained by the township, do you guys address the poison ivy and stuff like that that's growing out of it or anything?
We haven't done any.
I would assume they would probably be spraying that.
Yeah. That's usually.
Where are you talking about anyway?
I live in News First Edition.
Where's that?
It's just off of Rose Hill Road at 143rd Street is where it comes in, and also 141st, but right there at the entrance, there's a, you know, this past year, there was all sorts of poison ivy growing up in there, and it wasn't being mowed or anything. Most people will mow their ditches in that subdivision, but...
Jeff never got up in there?
We haven't yet.
Jeff?
Being that as it may, I'll keep an eye on it. If it's okay, I would have sprayed it myself, but I was asking...
Well, Jeff did a really good job covering most all of the township.
Mowing, but not spraying.
Well, in the ditches, though, he said, don't we mow the ditches and stuff? And I thought he mowed everything.
It might be just where...
If it's in an addition, you don't...
Yeah, you don't typically think...
No, because you don't. Most of those are pretty good.
But what I was here for tonight was, basically, there are a lot of people in my subdivision. We have between 30 and 40 houses in there, and we'd either like a chip seal or asphalted, and we just need to know the steps to go through to try to get that done.
So last...
I can talk to you, Steve, after the meeting tonight, maybe get some information.
Last year, there was...
Well, I have to hear that, what the procedure is, if you guys know what it is.
Last year, there was...
Blazing Meadows.
Blazing Meadows, which is off Pawnee, and it's kind of one of those remote areas like yours is. Harder to get to, and not much reason to go there. But there were, I think about...
Eight
homeowners on that, almost a half mile. And they got together and they paid for it. We prepped the road for them, and then they paid for the chip seal.
With $21,000, they got a double chip seal.
So it ended up, you know, less than $4,000.
How big was that stretch?
Huh? It was actually 4.1 miles or 4.
No,
.41.
It's almost a half mile is what it was.
Yeah.
It's close to a half mile.
And you said that was 21,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first step would be to...
Then that's a double chip seal.
Get with your homeowners and ask them...
It turned out real good.
If they would be interested in that, and...
So it'd be part or all, or just do whatever?
Well, you'd have to, probably have to do it all. I mean, they're not gonna do part and then skip and do part. So...
143rd runs all the way through, or I guess runs the length of the subdivision. And there are people along there that might agree to do that just to get the dust.
Right.
Is that the one that thinks...
That's why Blazing Meadows people did it. But that would be, get a homeowners group together and...
And he showed up at every meeting, and 8 months later, he had his road done.
Yes.
And...
That's all it takes.
Well, and the money. He came up with the money in about 2 months.
Yeah.
Got everybody to chip in, and they bought it.
What?
The cost?
That's awesome.
Do we what?
Do you let us know what the cost is, so we can...
We have to call Butler County. We would prep the roads.
Yeah.
And then Butler County has to tell us, you know, it was kind of up in the air last year a little bit because of the fluctuation of oil prices.
Are you doing any chip sealing this year?
No.
No, but it's $31,000 to $33,000 per mile double chip seal, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we paid last year.
Last year was a little higher because the price of oil was a little higher.
And that's asphalt or chip seal?
Chip seal.
That's the chip seal.
And it's a double.
How do you all determine what roads get chip sealed? How's that determined?
It used to be a road count.
But what you have to do is about every 5 years.
A road counter?
You have to have them come back out and just kind of touch it up, right? Am I right?
There's a laser on somewhere.
Yeah, I mean...
Michael Seed did it last time.
Did he?
I think that...
I remember that road counter out there on...
You guys haven't talked about that.
But it's a, you can't see this one, it's a laser, so you can't cheat it.
With all this increase in property taxes, how much more money are we getting to township this year?
I don't know, because our...
Have you seen the budget yet?
It looked, well, for my property taxes, it said Pleasant Township, $600,000.
But I'm just saying how much more, because
The
average increase in property values was up by 30% this year.
I believe Butler Community College is getting close to 10 million.
I'm not sure. Our check that came in January was real close to what it always is.
And your personal property tax, that's the state of Kansas did that to you. It's nothing to do with the Pleasant. Your mill levy.
I beg to differ with you. We have been to the state.
No, but Pleasant.
No. Sedgwick County, I'm an expert on this. Sedgwick County, their average increase was 10%. Okay? Sedgwick County. Sumner County was about 8%. Butler County was pushing 30%. So this was county. This was county. Nothing to do with the state. We have been fighting this. They tried to raise our lots up by 11,000%.
Because they told us at the meeting last year, annual meeting.
So if anyone in here has a lot that backs up to their house, and I can tell you how this works, okay? So if you have a lot that's adjacent to your house, you've got your property of, let's say, 5 acres in your house, and you have another lot adjacent to that, they changed it from vacant undeveloped to vacant residual. And I can tell you some of the people that affected up there north on Santa Fe Lake Road. Those little lots in there where those people were just north of Kellogg.
They told us at that annual meeting last year, that was the state of Kansas that raised the personal property tax.
But they raised it by 11,000% by changing the code. Then they also took off all of the influences. If you had an influence on your property,
we did not raise the mill levy.
Can we get back to the township, though?
But I mean, it's not the state, Steve. Don't even go there.
Okay, so what you're saying is when I read where my tax money's going, okay, and it says Pleasant Township, $600,000+, you're not getting that?
No, what we're talking about is the mill levy.
She asked how much more it was that we were getting.
Okay.
We lowered the mill levy. We made it cheaper for you.
Last year, when we go over there and we have to do the budget, they said we stayed a lot lower.
You can't blame it on Pleasant Township.
I don't know. We never know.
We're hoping you got 3% less or something from.
We're hoping.
From what I understand, you guys are getting less money.
That's what we're saying.
Exactly.
Pleasant, somebody's getting a lot of money and it's not Pleasant. And we were hoping that you guys have gotten more money because of this, because it went up by that much.
No, they're getting less than they got last year, according to my taxes.
You're gonna get better service for the same amount of money. Anybody else?
And you guys are the only ones. You guys were getting more money. Bless your heart. I want you to get more money is what we're saying.
So then, because they should expect you to need more money. Everything has went up. Why wouldn't they expect you guys to need more money to do the same thing?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Well, now Steve did apply for.
For
these roads, because all the gravel everywhere.
That's not saying we're going to get it, though.
No, I doubt. Right. I doubt.
That's FEMA's what I wanted to have in my clerk's dream. Report.
Well, we got it.
We asked for $60,000 to fix the pump.
Yeah. We got a lot of money. Yeah.
All this almost flooding and everything is draining everything.
Yeah.
Well,
would anyone else?
I got to get busy being sick, so can I go home?
Yeah, I want to go home too. I really enjoyed the meeting.
Anything else, Rick? Anything? You're good.
Thank you for being here. Meeting adjourned.
Looking at something for yours, even.
Thank you for putting that. Thank you.